Hey, it's Adam, and welcome to my podcast. If you've ever played Rainbow Six Siege, you probably have if you're here on my podcast right now, and went to go view an operator and it shows their bio and you just wonder, what's their backstory? No? You haven't? Well, I have, and today I'll be talking about one of those operators' backstories, and one of the newer ones to be released in the game, Oryx. Oryx, or Saif al-Hadid, grew up in Jordan. Although little is known about his life as a child, we can assume that Oryx was living a pretty ordinary life up until his teenage years. During his time as a teenager, however, he was charged for a crime he didn't commit, and was sentenced to 15 years in prison at the age of 13 years old. During his time in prison, however, he worked on improving his mind and body by working out a lot and meditating for days at a time. He soon reached extraordinary feats in terms of his physical ability. He then escaped prison by breaking down his jail cell with his bare might and broke down a wall by dashing into it shoulder first. The villain got the dice rigged, and they say he accosted the man with the sliced wig. After his escape, Oryx only stayed in Jordan to renew his passport. Afterwards, he spent his time traveling and learning new things such as wrestling in Istanbul, Muay Thai in Bangkok, tactical driving in Berlin, and precision marksmanship in Damascus, likely working for a paramilitary sponsor. After all that, he disappeared. Oryx's time in and out of prison affected him in a way that makes him full of rage, yet extremely calm and collected, likely due to the extreme hours and days of meditating. Oryx later showed up as a cadet at Kaid's fortress and waited weeks, unmoving, waiting for Kaid to open the gates of the fortress. And if you didn't already know, Kaid is an operator in the game Rainbow Six Siege, much like Oryx. At the fortress, he rised in the ranks from recruit to steward to instructor, and later became the unofficial second-in-command. Him and Kaid became good comrades, and it is said that whenever Kaid leaves his fortress, Oryx is in command and controlling the fortress on his behalf. And there you go. That's all for Oryx's life story in Rainbow Six Siege. Thanks for tuning into my podcast, and I'll see you all soon.